So I feel like with the release of Split Second and Blur impending, we've got a bit of a prototype and infamous situation on our hands again.
How did this keep happening? Like, such similar, well, sort of, not actually similar, but
similar in, like, marketing and, like, the general perception of what those games actually are.
And I actually genuinely get them mixed up occasionally.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, they're being released within a week of each other.
Yeah, that's right.
How, like, did that happen?
Yeah, like, Split Second is out on next Friday and Blur's out the Friday after.
Yeah. So, okay, I am holding one in one hand and the other in the other hand. Yeah. You may only have one.
Yeah.
Which do you pick?
I think I'd take Blur, having played the demos of both of them, just for the longevity of what I think that experience is.
Leveling.
Like, yeah, leveling up, like, definite focus on playing other people and, like, getting cars and unlocking stuff, whereas I think Split Second is pretty much straight up a single player game. You know, it does have a multiplayer mode like most games do these days.
But it doesn't have the persistent stuff.
No, it doesn't. And as you notice when you watch me playing that demo, is having all of the crazy, I don't know, what do they call it, power plays. Having all the power plays, like, done on you seems way less fun than triggering them yourself.
Yeah, I don't get hit by that helicopter.
Yeah, like, I don't want, like, a plane to just sporadically smash into my car throughout the race, you know.
It's, yeah.
That doesn't seem like it's as fun as building up and triggering it at all, having it done to you. But Blur seems like a tried and tested formula that they've tweaked and added this, the kind of Call of Duty style persistence to, so that seems fun.
Every time I see you playing it, it kind of reminds me of Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's a lot like Mario Kart. All of those weapons have analogs to Mario Kart.
Yeah, here's a red shell.
Yeah, red shell, you get the triple green shells, there's a speed boost.
You're dropping stuff in the way of
exactly
things,
to
stop the red shells.
Yeah.
But there doesn't seem to be a blue shell, so that's better.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, they've totally fixed all of the imbalanced weapons from Mario Kart, which is where I think that game feels really good. And you get the kind of added weight of the fact that you're driving real cars, so when you slam into someone, you actually feel like you're doing them some dirt.
Yeah.
You know, checking them into a barrier is actually going to have an effect on them.
One thing I am worried about with Split Second is that you'll have seen everything within about, like, 2 hours of
game. I forget, they're saying there are 11 chapters.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that transpires to, whether that's 11 tracks or whether they, like,
split those up more.
Yeah, whether some of them are mirror tracks or something like that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is about, if I'm having to choose between them, about Split Second, is I'm still not quite sure how I feel about a racing game in 2010 that runs at, like, 30 frames a second.
Yeah, doesn't look great.
Yeah, I think, like,
go from one to the other, you're like, what's wrong with this game?
Yeah, coming from the Burnout games especially, there's, like, I feel like we have a legacy of racing games should run really fast. You know, Forza 3 is an amazing-looking game, and that runs at 60 frames a second.
Especially you don't play the bad ones. You didn't play, like, Need for Speed Shift or whatever.
No, that's true.
Although I don't actually know how that ran.
Yeah. But let's assume it ran at 30.
Yeah.
But I feel that, especially Split Second, which is based on speed, you know, Split Second's in the title.
Yeah. It also has the word velocity, which is speed.
Which is really weird. Why did they decide to give that game an odd subtitle? Are they going to release, like, an expansion pack for it?
Is that only in England, or is it just generally?
Oh, I have no idea. It might be one of those weird things where in the UK there's already a something called Split Second.
So it's actually Split Second the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That, exactly.
Yeah.
The English Split Second.
Yes.
The London Split Second.
I wonder how long that is.
Anyway. Yeah. But I think Blur's gonna be my pick anyway. But I am definitely interested in playing Split Second, and I think I'm gonna wait and see if it comes down in price.
Blur's got
a bit more.
Definitely got the more original, like, art style.
Yeah, it's like dripping with neon.
Yeah,
that game looks a bit like Geometry Wars, which kind of makes sense when you think what Bizarre Creations have been working on for quite some time.
Someone likes neon over there.
Yeah, and you can see the influence from the Project Gotham games in the design of the I forget what they call it. It's not Kudos anymore. It's
Stokens.
Sure, why not?
Stokens.
But all the stuff that you get, like, throughout the race, because you can still, like, do well without coming first in that game.
Yeah.
Like, if you're totally awesome at drifting and you drift the whole way around the track, then you can get more fans and unlock stuff, which is cool.
Wait, I've totally forgot which game we're talking about.
Blur,
okay. Whatever. The HUD's on the back of your car.
Yeah, I definitely think some more thought needs to go into the marketing to differentiate those two games.
Yeah, I am still confused.